it's the 4GQ TV podcast starring Cerebral Paul, PKX Live, Animated Evil, Cozy Beluga, Frogboy Gaming, and your host, Cloud.
Yeah, I'm really, really good. Obviously, awesome to be here on a Thursday night. I've taken a nap this evening, so I'm all fresh and ready to go because it's obviously late over here in England, right? But yeah, I'm good. I'm really, really good. Good to be here, of course.
Awesome. Well, Animated, I know that you're probably the only one that might have prepared a joke for our audience today. Timmy is watching us as we speak. So do you have that amazing joke that you want to share with
Do you know what? Let me tell you what I've been up to, right? You know what? Today I've been playing. Before I tell the joke, I've been playing the beta of Skull and Bones, which I think is really, really good. Don't think it's got the longevity. However, what you don't know, the joke, right? I have been writing a book about Tetris. Really, really good. I'm excited about it. The only problem is, every time I complete a line, it disappears. Yes. Terrible, I know. But you know, I wrote it. Why not, right?
That was good. You know what? I mean, I like that joke. That was good. Don't worry.
Absolutely.
PK, they can't hear you while he's talking. So next up, we're going to go to our next person. And that is the pineapple-flavored Cerebral Power Bomb Paul.
And then to distract myself from all the drama going on, I've been playing a lot of solitaire and Microsoft Crossword, kind of just kind of decompress. Haven't really been doing a lot of gaming outside of those two games. So there we go.
I
do believe you are
right. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that I think you're right, Paul. So
was that Marvin the Martian?
Yes it was.
That was Marvin the Martian.
But I can do better than that.
Now, you know, I don't have, since PK doesn't have a picture, I can't, you know what? He's going to be a blank screen. So we'll just go to PK. He's a blank screen. PK, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
First of all, I just want to comment on this dry British humor because I ain't get to say nothing because this Tetris joke. I mean, I was like, wait a minute. He's writing a book about Tetris? On Tetris? Whoa. It's like a life take forever type thing. They made a movie about that too, didn't they?
I was gonna say you go watch the movie, save some life. See how it stacks up, as they say.
Yeah, I'm sure that's gonna be a real blockbuster.
Well,
you guys and your corny Tetris jokes.
I need a screen for PK right now of Ghost because you can't see him like a Pac-Man ghost because that's what he is right now.
Welcome to the Muscle Elect Fried Channel and all entertainment. It's your boy PK, and I'm glad to be here. Thank you, guys. Thank you for the intro. Thank you for the panel and everyone that's here and everyone that's watching and everyone that will watch later. Appreciate you guys coming through, and thank you, clowns. I have not been doing as much gaming as I like. You know, I got two exams coming up next week. A lot of pressure there to pass, but I'm getting more confident. For that, so that's just some real life mumbo jumbo for the security land. But outside of that, I'm just glad you all here. Thank you very much.
And with that, we will go to Cozy.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Cozy. Welcome to the show. How you been?
It's a new month, new me.
You're on the big screen right now.
I'm on the big screen?
You're on the big screen.
Okay.
In 4K.
Okay, new month, new me. I have some stuff coming up that will be revealed tomorrow. Some things I've been working on for quite some time. But, yes. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
No games, no excitement.
Helldivers 2.
Oh, nice. Nice. Excited for that. Well, thank you for joining us tonight, Cozy. Glad you're back. I know that you've been kind of busy off and on. And just like you, I happened to fall at MegaCon and I hurt my knee. So, yeah, you
Yay!
Know,
Hurt Club.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Well, Frog Boy, welcome, man. How you doing?
Doing good. Welcome. I'm good to be back. It's nice to be here tonight. Should be an interesting show, I'm hoping. But yeah, it's good to be back. Sorry I missed last week. I laid down for a second and I woke up and it was like 5 o'clock and or like 6 o'clock or something. I don't remember what happened.
Sometimes you just need a little magical nap.
Yeah, I just laid down for a minute. I wasn't even like really tired. I just didn't want to sit here. And I went over there. I was waiting for everybody to show up. And I don't know. I just kind of dozed out. Well, I don't even really think I was sleeping. I turned on my little book, you know, on Audible or whatever. And I was just sitting there, just laying there listening to it. And I just got too carried away. I got to download my Helldivers 2.
Oh, nice. God, let me know how that is on Steam on PC.
Yeah, I did it on Steam. That way I could play it for 2 hours and not keep it if it's not good. If it's not like really, really good, I'm just going to like get a refund because I don't do a whole lot of the multiplayer stuff. So if it ain't awesome, it's got to go.
Well, with that being said, I mean, pretty much the topics have been crazy on Twitter lately. Kind of like everybody knows what's going on here, you know. The internet
actually has... nobody knows what's going on.
nobody knows what's gonna happen, but I think everybody's been kind of upset. There's been a lot of rumors going around. It's been up and down on the internet. Some have sold their Xboxes in protest, which they'll probably regret later on.
Oh, they let the corrupt gaming media and the ponies bug them. Yeah. Come on, Xbox, grow a spine.
Well, I'm briefly going to show some of the articles that have been going around this past week. So just give me a second here. I'm going to bring them up. So lots of rumors that are going around about Xbox going third party. Some think it's going to be full third party. Some say it's just some of the first party games might go third party on PlayStation, Nintendo consoles. Other people think that it's going to be a complete destruction of Game Pass. And that's, you know, there's all kinds of rumors out there, but Xbox hasn't officially said anything. These rumors are coming from journalists in the press who claim that they have a source, which could be maybe a developer low on the totem pole. I don't think anybody high up in the company would talk about anything because, as you know, real insiders do not exist. And I just want to put that out there. Real insiders do not exist because the people that are true insiders are the people at the top and on the board.
Unless you're in Japan and you get arrested for leaking things.
Well, there you go. But I don't think anybody on the board of Microsoft is going to leak anything. And I think that a lot of podcasters are just going to like devs that may have been fired, terminated, suspended, whatever it might be. And that's it. Like, you know, and they're hearing these like little things here and there. And allegedly one of the leakers was really upset. So that's why he leaked this information. I hate to tell you this. I don't believe it 100%. Okay, I mean, there's some things that seem credible based on market trends. I mean, according to Business Insider, I should pull the article up later, but according to Business Insider, it's gaming's at a negative 14%. If you count inflation and post-pandemic revenue, everybody overshot their expectation for revenue. You're seeing layoffs across the tech industry. You hear the gaming bubbles may burst eventually. Yeah. You know, so some things there. Yeah. Maybe it's more profitable to bring a few titles third party. It's not a bad idea because you might get some sequels and more players in your game. If Halo goes third party, it's not the end of the world. It just means more people are going to play it so that it doesn't die out. Fortnite is everywhere, and it's like one of the most successful free-to-play microtransaction game.
Dude, they just signed a $1.5 billion deal with Disney.
Yeah.
For Star Wars and everything.
Yep, so. Disney wants some of that gaming money, man. They just,
well, they want them to create a world like the Fortnite.
Yep.
Yep. So, man, you know, Paul, I'm going to let Paul speak first because Paul doesn't always get to speak. And I know he's been very passionate about this topic lately. This is something that's been kind of...
Let me start off by saying I told Carlo earlier this week that I might not do this show if this is what we're going to talk about. Because the community is what was pissing me off. People that I mostly respect and stuff and usually come from a pretty level-headed state where, you know, they're taking these rumors as fact. And my favorite was... I know a guy who knows a guy who works for this developer, and he said on his podcast, so your source is a guy who knows a guy. That always drives me crazy. So you don't really have a source. You have secondhand information. And then people forget to say that it's a rumor. They forget to always reiterate that. All of a sudden, this rumor becomes fact. We went from Hi-Fi Rush is going to go third party, and Sea of Thieves is going to go third party too. All of a sudden, Starfield is going to go third party and Halo is going to go third party. And if you read the articles or watch the things, it's all these were facts. This is happening. Oh, my God. So people are, you know, selling their Xboxes and whatever, which I think is an extreme overreaction. It's like the guys who get mad and they throw their console out a window or they run it over with their truck. You know, OK, you're really showing the company something there that you're going to take the thing that you spent $500-$700 on. And you're going to trash it because you're mad at a decision you think they made. What?
This is Xbox tax.
Yeah. all sides have groups of people who've done stupid crap like this. You know, it's I'm all for the wait and see what is actually said, you know, next week or whenever.
I don't know, because it's Xbox. It's usually amplified.
A lot.
Everything. Every little thing that happens with Xbox is amplified to no end.
Right, but it made it so that if you look, you'll see I didn't engage with any of it, but it was driving me nuts because, like I said, people that I usually, you know, I can't say I absolutely trust any of them, but I at least respected them because they always seem to come across as pretty even-headed and stuff like this. And in this case, some of them just lost their shit. And there's some that I actually unfollowed a couple of them because it's like, I can't do this right now. You know?
Yeah. There's some people taking it really, really much. They do this every year. Twice a year, they go.
Well, like I said, my problem is they're taking it as fact when we don't know yet, you know? Like I told Carlo, what's probably going to happen is Microsoft's going to come out next week. They're going to have their little presser, and it's not going to be exactly what people thought it was going to be. And then people are going to be going, you know, they were going to do it, but they changed their mind because we pressured them. They're never going to admit they were wrong. They're going to say, no, Microsoft switched up because they felt the pressure.
Yeah, the same as when they raised the apparent raise of the prices of Xbox Live, right?
Yep. I think that may have been a pushback. That really may have been as a result of public pushback. Given the time.
Fair enough. Yeah. But those same people you're mentioning right now, right? That are garnering engagement by, oh my word, look at the engagement I'm going to get if I say this. That's what they've been doing, right? The same way they're going, I was wholly responsible for the whole Xbox Live. No, you weren't wholly responsible. Yeah.
I actually heard one guy at the end of his spaces, he goes, oh, make sure you get your content out and get your money made. I'm like, okay, so, and this is from somebody who I thought was respectable saying this. And I'm like, oh, no. This, you know, you're feeding a narrative that no.
So, well, yeah, I needed Netflix, so I had to.
It wasn't you. It wasn't.
But I needed some clicks, so I had to.
I agree, though. That's it is. A lot of it is. Oh, my. Look at the engagement at this point. Yeah. I'm going to jump on the bandwagon whether I know something or not. Not everybody, because a lot of people know things, but there's also a lot of those people that have no bloody clue whatsoever, right?
Well, the problem is they ride the same set of coattails. They say, well, so and so said so, and I trust him. So, like, and I've used this term before, and I don't, it may be a little early in the show to use this term, but it turns into a circle jerk where they're all agreeing with each other, but nobody knows what's really going on.
Mm-hmm. Can I push pause for you guys for 1 second? I just want to introduce the legend in the house. Yo, it's the legend, Yobi. Yo, thanks for coming through, my brother. I know he's a little late, but yo, he had to make sure that everybody know the legend is on the panel. I just want everyone to know it's been a long time since I've seen my brother. I love him, and I'm glad that he's here. Look, even Cozy smiled. Hey, that's where you know you got it with Cozy smiling. I love it. Oh, man. I don't know what's going on.
What are those weird noises? I'm not.
I don't know, but we lost Carlos, so we got to get back. So I'm sorry,
no,
guys.
I'm still here. I just
I not to interrupt. I just wanted to make sure that everyone knows the legend is there. So go ahead, Paul. Yep. And
I think I'm pretty much done with my little rant. That's my whole thing is like, stop. Don't jump on this. Well, we know for, you know, wait till you hear from them directly. You know,
I got you. Yep, I got you. That's true. Yeah. Just like we got to hear from Pineapple Paul. Now, I would say I want to hear from the legend, but I'm scared. I don't know what's going on with his voice right now. I don't know if it's Carlo or his. I don't know. So how about we just move on with the Cozy and then see if we can get that voice back.
Are you doing that on purpose, Yobi? I mean,
yo, Cozy,
you got some sort of voice changer on, dude. What's going on?
Okay, no,
that's probably Carlo.
I don't think it's Carlo.
It's definitely Yobi.
Yo. We can hear you, but you sound like really squeaky.
Yobi, listen to the stream, Yobi, and listen to what you sound like.
Yo,
Cozy, you sound like Mickey.
Could you touch on this until we can figure out
Mickey Mouse sucking helium over there?
Something done snatched the legend's voice. I don't know. We need to get it back.
You sound like a high Smurf. That's all I'm saying.
I can't understand a word.
I think he said, be right back.
His mic was not working. I feel the same way Paul feels. Like, I'm not even that dedicated. I'm not at all to the Xbox platform, but I feel the same way Paul does. It's like, come on, people.
Wait, like, you agree with Paul?
Ugh. Yes.
Wow, man, these are rare moments.
Lightning strikes twice.
Yeah.
but yeah, like, people are acting ridiculous over this. It's not. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
Just calm down, people.
Yep.
Okay, well, it's short and simple until the legend comes back. All right, so let's move on to the next. I don't know, something just flashed. But hey, Frog Boy.
Yeah.
I know you was talking a little bit. Let's go ahead and get you finishing your thought on there. I know you was conversing there with Paul.
I don't even remember what I was saying now. I really don't.
So,
something about needing clicks or something.
Who started this rumor?
Who knows?
I know. It started with an article on Xbox Era. And then
what did it say exactly?
The initial one was that here, let me, because that article on the Xbox era is what started everything.
According to sources who want to be unnamed, right? That's where the article went.
Unnamed.
Yeah, wanted to rename anonymous, right? That's anonymous. This is where the sources wanted to be. They wanted to be anonymous, right, Paul?
I don't even think it said that. They just kept all they said was according to sources, and they didn't go into any detail beyond that, which always drives me crazy. It's like, okay, usually to me that automatically flags somebody's full of stuff. You know, that's, you know, somebody just wants to get clicks. But that was the one, that article was the first place where it started with the Hi-Fi Rush and Sea of Thieves going multi-plat.
It kind of felt like a targeted freaking takedown of Xbox, man. If you want my honest opinion,
when did it come out?
How everybody just started going berserk on it. And at first, Monday, I was just like, I didn't even care. I was just ignoring it. But yeah, then people started getting like, really, they just wouldn't drop it. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
it just
going, because going, some of the big names in the podcast circles of Xbox picked it up and ran with it as fact.
Well, yeah, because they needed those clicks, man. Those guys make me so mad sometimes. So mad.
Yeah, I'm not gonna name names or anything, people we all know about. So,
what about you, Animated? What, you know what I'm saying? What's your take on this?
It depends on what you're asking, really, because do you want my take on the reaction or the actual
both?
The fact that it's let's possible, do it all. Right?
Take me through the story of the UK connection.
The UK connection. I'm not the UK connection. Really, I'm a dickhead with a microphone. That's all I've got. Okay, but so let's break it down a little bit, right? Let's go with how we feel about what is possibility. Why was everyone kicking off? Because some games are going to third party? Why is that an upsetting thing? Maybe we should approach that sort of facet first, right? Why is everyone upset at that fact? Personally, and I'll bring you into a conversation I had with my friend. So I saw the things that were coming. There's rumors that there's certain games coming to other platforms, right? You've got Hi-Fi Rush. Makes sense because it's been out on Xbox for a while. You've got, what was the other one? Somebody help me out. Hi-Fi Rush.
Yeah, but the other one was Sea of Thieves.
Of course, because if you've got an Xbox and you're interested in Sea of Thieves, that's stagnated right now, of course. Bring it out to other platforms, right? You've got all your audience on Xbox. You've got all your audience on PC. Why not bring that to other platforms? I don't understand why that would upset anybody, because isn't that not better for the game? It now launches on other platforms and we can play cross-play. Why not? We bring the I'm not going to play it anymore. I've played it to death. So it to me, the game's done. So
bring can it anybody out. Hear me?
Yes, yeah. The legend has his voice back.
The legend actually sounds proper as well. Welcome, Yobi.
Thank you. What's going on, guys?
I'm good. Hey. Good. Not much.
Am I coming through okay? My voice?
No, yeah, you know, you sound good. Yes. Yeah, you sound good.
Sweet. Right, and continue, the other animated. Rumor, I'm sorry.
That's okay. The other rumor as well was Indiana Jones coming, right?
Real quick, if you look at my, I just shared my screen. It's the actual article. So.
Okay. Yeah. So. Without the article saying that, right? So we've had these rumors. I get Starfield because Starfield didn't land.
You go grab a cup of coffee.
Starfield didn't land as good as I think Microsoft wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I love Bethesda games, I was looking forward to this game. I took a week off to play this, and I got bored really quickly. I'm going to be honest with you. So if it hasn't got the engagement through Xbox and PC, yeah, bring it to another platform.
Yeah.
The other rumor was Indiana Jones.
Yeah, it's an awful game. I got bored with it after 300 hours. So,
you know. Same. I put like 40 days in it and I was done.
You know, after After I done stole every stuffed animal in the universe.
Listen what I'm saying. It wasn't a bad game. It really good. I love Bethesda. I really do. I just couldn't. At one point, I just got, it's the same. It's the same. I will go back to it. I'm sure I will. But it's one of those things where I think it's a Bethesda game. I'll go back. So it didn't get the delivery it needed.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. So I can see that going to other platforms.
I think it did well.
Yeah, it did well.
It did well. But I was thinking, I think they thought that it was going to hit massively.
It did hit massively. What do you mean? The numbers were insane.
But if the numbers have died down, why not put it to other platforms? Is what I'm saying.
So let's just back up. I understand what you're saying. I want you to finish your thought, but I just didn't want you to be on the impression that it didn't do well. It definitely did
really well. Yes,
and it's still doing well.
I just highlighted the paragraph that started all of it. According to sources, we understand. Yeah, all that blah blah blah. So
yes, but. This is sources from another source that doesn't.
Yeah,
have a
that's my biggest complaint. Yeah, actually, and even they said I forgot about that. They said they pulled this information from The Verge. So yeah, it's a source of a source of a source.
You know what's crazy, Paul?
We're playing telephone. Is what's happening here? So
yeah. So I know the legend wanted to speak on this. I want to make sure that you got in. So go ahead, Yobi. I want to make sure everybody know the legend is about to speak on this. We got to hold. Breath, everyone.
Here's the crazy part. You want to know? You want to know where The Verge got it from?
Where'd they get it from?
And this happened many times before. And I don't know what's up with this industry. They would never give this man his props. But Hip Hop Gaming was the first gentleman to say that Starfield was coming to Xbox. I mean, it's coming to PlayStation. Maybe like around the time it released.
Gotcha.
Everybody always shat him to the side. So that's I honestly feel like that's where they get it from. That's where they got it from, because he was the first person that actually said. But that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. But yeah, see, all of this stuff started from this article. It grew from this to not only was it those two games they mentioned, it was also Indiana Jones. It was also Halo. It was all, you know. Like all of a sudden, everybody's acting like they're going full third party. Everything is going, you know. And as Animated mentioned, some of the stuff may go to other platforms, but one, it doesn't mean it's necessarily going to PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
But some of it might. Why not? Like you said, there's money, but I think they're still going to hold on to some. And like I remind people, especially with the Bethesda games, they always said case by case basis. People forget that statement.
I honestly don't understand the upset. So I had a conversation a couple of days ago. As soon as I heard the, let's roll it back 5 or 6 weeks when Indiana Jones was first released. Mm-hmm. I've got a friend of mine I work with, and he come to my office and said, "Have you seen the release of the Indiana Jones? That looks real good." I said, "I'm sorry, dude, but unfortunately, you have a PlayStation. It may not be coming." It's going to be the Xbox are going to have that as a exclusive. I'm sure they are, right? So I said, unfortunately for you, you may not get to play the game unless you buy an Xbox or you borrow my Xbox for the weekend and play it. It was one of those conversations. And then the other day when I saw the rumors of Indiana Jones maybe going multi-plat because of previous... people are saying there's previous agreements or whatever, irrelevant. I didn't immediately go to Twitter and go, "How dare you?" My immediate thought was, dude, guess what? You may be able to play Indiana Jones as well. How good's that? That's my take on these things. I mean, if my friends on PlayStation can play the same games I'm playing, that's better for me because... It drives engagement in the game and in the ecosystem, which means we'll get another Indiana Jones if it lands well, right?
Yo, so before I give my thought, Animated, I wanted to ask Yobi, the legend, his thought on everyone kind of acting out with this rumor veil stuff before we even actually get a real statement from what's about to go down.
Oh, you guys didn't see it? I put Phil Spencer's statement out.
Well, I wanted to see, hear what Yobi had to say about it, about how he felt about how everybody's tripping.
Honestly, guys, I look at it like this. I understand from a exclusive point. I understand everyone's frustration. But at the end of the day, I think a lot of people realize, number one, you can't base your entire online persona, your identity, hell, even your life around one company. Because it might seem like they care, but the bosses and the bosses and the investors, they don't give a rat's. They don't care about us. They only care about the money. The money's coming in. That's all they care about. At the end of the day, they want their bottom dollar covered. And that's always going to be that way. Point blank, period. And two, I think it's ridiculous that everybody is acting out. Like I said, I do understand. But at the end of the day, people got to look at it like this, right? From the time, okay, from PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo, right? If we're being honest, the ones who are really holding up the exclusive fad 100% is Nintendo. Let's be real. Any game they put out is millions out the gate. No stutter, no slowing down. It's just steady going. And Nintendo is on track to knock Sony off of their off of their highest console selling with the PS2. So Nintendo is almost there with that. And I think when it comes to the exclusive point, Nintendo is going to be the last one waving the flag of holding on with a vice grip of their exclusive. When it comes to Xbox and Nintendo, it's there. They have exclusives, but generation by generation, that line is getting thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner until it gets to the point where, hey, our main line of exclusives are going to stay on PlayStation. Main line of exclusives are going to stay on Xbox, but every multiplayer games going forward is going to be on everything. And that's honestly how I see it. So for the people who's getting so upset about this, it's bound to happen regardless. At the end of the day, it was going to happen. It's what it is.
So I just want to comment on my thoughts on this. And I know Carlo, you still there somewhere? He's somewhere. So I just want to say this. Listen, we all, first of all, you should never have an emotional reaction to a rumor. All right?
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say, because rumors are started always. I mean, they literally have people out here lying, creating rumors based on lies.
Yeah.
And you never know. My thing is, if you're reacting over a rumor, how are you going to act when the real...
when the truth comes out.
Yeah. So my thing is, you guys are you know, personalizing this way too deep, bro. Like, let's keep it 100. At the end of the day, this is a business. Do I think Microsoft would spend $70 billion on something just to do business as usual? Probably not. I don't think that's their plan. Mm-hmm. However, this is what I want to remind people. You know, just like people getting upset about the 1,900 people that got laid off after 3 months of purchasing them. Think about this.
What do you expect that was going to happen?
Yeah. Think about this. It was already in the plans for that to happen before. PK,
right. Can I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
And Paul, I believe you mentioned this a while back, I believe. That Bobby said it doesn't matter if the merger happens or not. Layoffs are still going to come.
Right? Yeah.
Always. Yeah, it's going to happen. And let me just tell you something about a merger, especially something of this size. Mm-hmm. It takes 3 years for them to be completely integrated into Microsoft. Three years at a minimum, by the way, minimum before they be 100% integrated. So you cannot expect, like, it's us. If you buy this controller, now I can just go and do whatever. No, this is a merger. This is what thousands of people being integrated into a $3 trillion company. It's going to take a while before all that, everything comes to head and everything gets in line when it's supposed to be. I said this before. So also want to understand that the main reason they went after, or the main reason why they agreed, I don't want to say they went after ABK because they went to them. They agreed to purchase them because they're looking to reach the 1 billion gamer. They want to have 1 billion gamers on their ecosystem, their platform. How do you do that? It's not just Game Pass. You know, so it's got to be other things to reach that 1 billion gamer roster. So we all know that Microsoft plans on publishing games on other platforms. They've done it before. I mean, look at Ori, right? Look at I mean, hell, they're Minecraft, right? So it's not unheard of. I'm not saying, now don't get me wrong, I understand the viewpoint. The viewpoint is, if they don't have exclusives, then it devalues the reason of owning an Xbox. I certainly don't believe that they're going to abandon all exclusives.
Yeah, that's a silly kind of mindset to think that.
Because they do know that even though they would love to have it to where they're multi-plat and still have their stuff, they do realize, just like Amazon realizes, just like Netflix realizes, just like every business realizes, you still have to have exclusive content in order to draw people to your platform. I'm just being real about it. I mean, you still share, you know, licensed content, just like all the streaming services do. However, where do you go watch the Reacher TV show? Where do you go watch The Boys? Where do you go watch Stranger Things? You can't do it outside of that one platform, right? So this is what attracts those people to continue to subscribe. They might still be able to see all this other content, but there's still going to be mainstays that make sense, that when you think about this brand, that's what you think about. So when it comes to some games going multi-plat, or maybe even just like, let's just pretend Hi-Fi Rush only goes to the Switch. Like, people don't even realize the Switch is still a console, and it still is one of the best-selling consoles, yet they don't take it seriously. It's only if it's not on PlayStation. You guys got to stop tripping.
And going.
You guys need to stop tripping about this, because you got to understand, I don't believe that Microsoft would spend $100 billion purchasing two publishers just to do business as usual. All right? I don't see that. I don't believe that. I certainly don't see the value in that. I do see the value in continuing things like Call of Duty on all platforms and expanding that to more platforms, because that's more people buying said game, spending money on said game, et cetera, et cetera. Things like, you know, Starfield was originally made for the PlayStation 5. It just went exclusive when they got purchased.
Right.
So it's not like it wasn't being developed for, is just that, you know, they bought and they didn't want it to go exclusive to PlayStation, because that's what was really going to happen, is that it was not coming to the Xbox. So they made a power move to avoid a situation that will put them in a more awkward situation. The last thing I want to say is Phil has a responsibility to make Xbox profitable. If he cannot make it profitable, he will lose everything.
And he
You guys gotta remember that whatever that means, he has to find a way to make it profitable. He was inherited a turd with ABK. All right. It was messed up from the ground up. We know that for years, right? Years. How many, if anybody, I will wait. Anybody want to go look up how many years in a row has ABK laid off people and destroyed all kinds of new games just to make all of their studios, including High Moon Studios, Toys for Bob, you name it, just to be support for Call of Duty and not make any original titles anymore.
Yeah.
You guys tell me. Now, that doesn't mean that, hey, if they put Activision games on Game Pass, that would not spark people to come back to Game Pass. That probably would. You know, some prototypes, some Transformers, you name it. You know, that may do it, but that's not enough. You really got to expand your market. It's something like Sea of Thieves is a huge title that's been thriving for a while, that a lot of people who up in arms mad that it might get crossplay should not be up in arms, because you guys aren't even playing it yourself. right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Exactly what I said. Yeah. It's once it gets stagnant,
something like that is okay for it to go on other platforms because that's what keeps it alive, right?
Yep.
Multiplayer games need a community to stay alive. That's just the real thing about it. So I don't know if it's wise to get upset about something like Sea of Thieves. I see where they're coming from, like Halo or something, because when you think of Halo, you think of Xbox. But I don't know. Like, the way I see it is, if they're able to get Game Pass on PlayStation, that's their way of getting Halo on PlayStation. Mm-hmm. Then there's no reason to be mad because they have to subscribe to the service to be in the ecosystem. Am I wrong in thinking that?
Not at all.
You are correct.
And if that's the case to get PlayStation owners on board, yo, they will get on board. And guess what? You know why how Google became big is because they were giving things away for free. And then they end up turning it into a business through ads. My thing is, you get people on the hook by showing them the shiny thing in front of them they never knew. Think about where anime is from. Mostly 85% is PlayStation heads over there. Think about it. If they get a chance to get some Game Pass and don't have to pay for Call of Duty, and because you know that's all they play over there. And then
it's all we play. That's it. It's all we got.
Hey, I'm not saying you, buddy.
I know.
I'm saying the Underground Railroad over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. Carry on. I'm sorry.
Yo, tell me if I'm telling no facts. Tell me if I'm not telling no facts.
Listen, if you were lying, I'd correct you. I haven't corrected you.
Think about if they got a taste of what Game Pass is on a PlayStation. Wouldn't that not change the game?
Yeah. But there's nothing saying there are, just to make that clear at this point, there's nothing that's saying that Game Pass is going to
but nobody's saying anything, right? Yeah. We're just speculating, and this is what I'm getting at. My thing is, you got the people overreacting. I think we should just chill and see what happens. Right. And you know, everyone's fair to judge however they choose to. You know, you can't tell nobody how to react, but I'm just saying chill until you hear official statements. Right. Yeah, at the end of the day, they just made the biggest purchase in history. Right. And this is bigger than LinkedIn and GitHub and everything. I mean, they only pay $50 billion for LinkedIn. Get me. Now, again, they inherited a turd because it was already in a bad spot. And there's a lot of cleanup to do and a lot of restructuring to do. So there's going to be some layoffs. Because there's a lot of people that, you know, bad apples that need to go. Yeah. You got some redundant. I mean, when I say redundant, I said it before. This is my scenario. You hire Uber to come get you, and you got three drivers in this one car. You still got to pay all three drivers, even though you're going to one place. How would you feel? You would feel like that's not worth it. I got to cut two of y'all.
I gotta pay three? Nah, dog.
By the way, I want to speak to a comment in the chat that talks about the fact that no Sony games are coming to PlayStation. You know what? That really doesn't play into it. That's not, you know, you can't do the, well, they're not giving us anything, why should we give them anything kind of attitude? Because like I said, Phil's there to make money. He's got to answer to them, the money people.
Here's one thing I want to bring out. There's a reason why Japanese gaming has shrunk and the Western gaming has grew. There's a reason, because the mentality in the Western market is give people what they want.
Mm-hmm.
The mentality in the Eastern market is give them what we want them to have. The reason why that worked back in the day is because now we did not have social media and streaming videos of people on Twitch and YouTube and et cetera, streaming games and having comments. And
everyone
having
couldn't make games.
Right. So now we're in a situation where everyone has the ability to connect, have opinions, and show things. Well, that market has now shrunk. Have you noticed that Square always has an opinion about how the gaming market is, yet they're the ones always in the red? They can never get to the point where they're doing revenue, but they want to blame everything else.
They're launching their stuff on one platform only,
They're the only thing. Well, I will say this. I won't say that's true completely because they still release things on other. It's just certain things, right? So, what I would say is they have a big opinion, yet they're the ones who sold half themselves for some NFTs and blame the Americans for not knowing what gaming is because they didn't understand what they had on their hands when it came to the Marvel IP that they were licensed and then and the Tomb Raider IP that they had. And yet it was passed around like it was a piece of garbage until Amazon picked it up for twice as much as they sold it for. And it's like, you guys don't even know what you what the diamonds you got on you, but you got a big opinion on how the gaming industry goes. So what my what I'm trying to get at is the Japanese mindset of how they're going about business will change because they won't have a choice. They have to adapt. Even PlayStation will adapt. They will start releasing games day and day. They will start releasing more games on PC. They will have a launcher on PC. They will do more stuff with Game Pass, just like Microsoft. Yeah. They will have a similar offering all the way down, just like they're trying to do now. It's because they know that what they're doing will not work. You're not going to sell somebody The Last of Us Director's Cut, Super Turbo Edition, Super Street Fighter, you know, 100 times like someone's going to keep buying this thing. You got to actually open your doors. You got to, in order to be successful, you got to, you're going to have to be flexible. And that's just the end of it. I'm just being real. I'm not saying that, is it fair? Yes, I believe everything that the legend said. Nintendo will be the last ones.
Yeah.
They will be the last ones. And the and to be honest, they can get away with it. I don't know if you guys know, but in the Guinness Book of World Records, they have the most popular IPs in the entire world. Pokemon and Mario.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not just that, but Nintendo, they aren't, they're frugal. They're not outspending what they can sell.
Right.
Yeah, true that. They're not trying to keep up with the Joneses.
And let me speak to the answer again, because somebody he said if Xbox does what I said they're doing, then they will fail. And no, because if they're putting their stuff on another on another platform, not getting anything from that platform, they're still getting all the money from those people on that platform. That's not going to fail. That's going to make money, and that's all they really care about. And especially the multiplayer games, you have battle passes, you have all these little nickel and dime, buy a costume, you know, type stuff. So that's more money in their pocket with, you know.
Well,
and so they don't need those PlayStation games to come over to Xbox.
At the end of the day, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Paul. Yeah. Go ahead, finish your thought.
No, I was just saying they don't need those. They don't need Uncharted, you know. They don't need, you know, Gran Turismo, you know.
But when you think about it, it goes back to this conversation about the budget in these games. I mean, if Spider-Man 2 costs $300 million and they couldn't even break even.
Yo, that was insane to find out. Holy bro.
That's because you forget. PlayStation wishes they were like Nintendo in that Nintendo's people don't buy PlayStations to play PlayStation exclusives, no matter how much, you know, fans brag.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're just buying it to play Fortnite, Call of Duty, and whatever free to play game everyone else is playing.
So there's no identifying reason why, because you know, just like in the UK, if 85% of them only play COD, then what is the point of buying a PlayStation?
The default console,
you know, kind of like Frog Boy says, is a default console. So
yeah,
that's kind of what I'm saying. I think everyone should just chill and wait till you hear what the official statements is. I truly don't believe that they're just going to spend $100 billion just to do business as usual. Mm-hmm. I truly believe there's a strategy here. And honestly, it's not going to impact the Xbox community. If anything, it's going to grow it. You know, considering that they made all those deals with those other streaming companies.
There's some things I definitely want to say here. One of them
Carlo.
Oh, Carlo, before you say something, let me say this. Sea of Thieves and Grounded, put those on PlayStation and Nintendo.
Yes.
It would go bonkers.
Yes.
Guarantee you.
Just like Minecraft, right?
Kids who got
just like Minecraft
Christmas, yes. They would love to be pirates.
Facts.
Like, it's a no-brainer.
I approve this message.
High Five Rush on Switch is gonna do gangbusters.
Yes. High Five Rush. Yep. Thank you, Paul. Yeah.
Just like Minecraft did. Right, yep. on every platform, it just went mental.
Yeah, that's what they did, and that's where they've made their money. Minecraft is one of the biggest selling IPs in on the planet, right? And Microsoft own that, and it's on everything. You can play Minecraft on absolutely everything. And once you get something like Grounded, like Yobi said, they'll just go mental. Why not? Hi-Fi Rush on Switch again. Just it's perfect, absolutely perfect for that platform.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Animated Minecraft is number one with over 300 million plus.
Yep,
that's insane.
Still, after all these years, right? After all these years.
Well, there's some things I want to say, right? Like, number one, I want to say that if a few titles go third party, it's nothing to worry about, right? Because Microsoft's in the business to make money. And there's nothing wrong with still having your Xbox Series X or S, because it's a very viable and powerful console for what you get. It's priced really well right now. And there's so much that you could play on this console that a lot of people would have to go out and buy like specific things for a gaming PC, right? So it's very cost effective for a lot of people. It could do cloud stuff really well. It could do remote play really well. And it doesn't mean just because a few titles might go third party to go sell your Xbox and all jump on a whole different ecosystem, because you have no idea yet until an official statement's made what's actually going third party. We don't know. So I think that's a little bit ridiculous that people are doing. Another thing I want to address, too, is that there's a lot of people out there being really toxic about this situation. They're going online and they're doing things against some of the employees of the company. It's not good. It's not good. It's very bothersome, right?
Because it's weird energy. It's weird energy, bro.
You shouldn't be doing this to people. How many of you out there actually work for a company or a job, and you may not agree with everything they do, but it doesn't mean that you want to be attacked, right? Just because you don't agree with the direction of your company. It's okay not to agree with your company and still work for them. It doesn't mean that you're the voice of that company. And people need to stop that kind of mentality and thinking that, oh, well, the social media manager for this company is responsible, so we're going to get angry with him. No, that's not how this works. That's not how real life works. And all that's going to happen, I can tell you right now, is that companies like Xbox, that some of the decisions come from above Phil, right? Phil is the front man. He's the CEO of Xbox. He's the front guy. He's got to say everything that the board and Satya tells him to do, because that's his job, right? So why? It's just annoying me that people go after somebody. And if you ever met Phil, if you ever met a lot of these executives for Xbox, if you ever gotten to FanFest, these people are nice people. They're very nice people. They interact with you. They're friendly. But you have to understand, just because their company is going one direction doesn't mean everybody at the top agrees with it. And online, we have this parasocial relationship at this point with a lot of gamers. And they're like, oh, I talked to these guys once or twice, so, they're like my best friend in the whole wide world, and if they don't do what I want them to do, I'm going to tell them off. No, that's not how life works, man, because these guys are going out of their way to be friendly with the customer base, okay? They appreciate the fans, absolutely, because you support the brand. They appreciate you, but don't go attack them. It becomes very, very toxic when you do something like that. And because of this situation right now, I can tell you that Xbox is probably going to back away from social media, probably not going to interact with a lot of people, probably going to drop a lot of influencers, and they're probably just going to act like PlayStation now, because they've tried to do everything consumer-friendly, and it's always shot them in the foot. Every time that they try to be super nice, there's a podcast out there that rage baits or click baits.
That's tearing them apart.
Yeah.
Like, welcome to YouTube.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this kind of crap existed until I started a YouTube channel.
It's right. Negative energy gets much more attention than being like positive. And so people, because like, you know, people legit like get enjoy feeling outraged, feeling angry, and feeling upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
I wouldn't be surprised if Microsoft ends up moving everything to everybody just switch the link in and just stay there and just leave Twitter.
I mean, you know what? And just have one Xbox account that interacts with everybody. Just the main account.
Just the main Xbox account, yeah.
And it's very impersonal. Like, oh, you love our products? Great.
I think they should just move all their exclusives to freaking PC.
I saw something really.
Just be done with it.
Yeah. I saw something really crappy today. Satya had posted something that had nothing to do with Xbox. It was something else that Microsoft was doing that was very positive. Mm-hmm. And every response was, Satya, you're destroying the company. You really messed up this time. Pull your head out of your butt. You know, you're destroying Xbox. I'm like, okay. One, time and a place. Two, don't be a dick. You know.
These people, we have no...
Because they're not... They're not gonna read those responses past the first word, you know. Why would they? You know, and you know, it's uncalled for.
I don't know, man. I kind of feel like they do read them because I read my comments even when there's trolls in my account. I read the troll stuff too, so I feel like they probably.
Well, thank you for reading my messages to you. That's appreciated.
I read the trolls' comments too. I do.
No, but you know what? They don't have time to go through all the negative stuff necessarily, you know, and they're not going
to respond to do it. If I got time to do it, they got time to do it.
And they're definitely not going to respond to it. And they're definitely not going to respond to it. You know, it's like, you know, time and a place, you know, and that ain't it. And he's not necessarily the one, you know, but whatever. I think that kind of stuff gets out of hand. You know?
Well, here's what I'm trying to say is, and I know this is going to happen. I have a strong feeling this is going to happen. I've seen already on social media some social community managers are reiterating this as well. And Xbox doesn't need content creators or influencers because it's only ever shot them in the foot. At the start of 2013, when everything went bad with Matrick and the DRM and the Kinect, right? And Phil came in, tried to fix the brand. He saved the brand, basically, from Satya because it was going to go away. Phil saved the brand. But then, you know, there were people that were like, okay, well, people are making videos on YouTube. They seem to be enjoying Xbox. Let's associate more with them and bring them in to the crowd, right? And now Xbox is looking back, I'm pretty sure, and they're like, why did we allow, or not even allow, why did we embrace by accident what's happened now? Because, you know, Xbox is a brand. They don't want to be known as the brand that has podcasts out there calling people names. They don't want that. No brand would want that. Like, even Coca-Cola wouldn't want you calling Pepsi fans names, you know? Like, just... bad business. And now we are seeing the toxicity all over social media because of content creators and influencers that are brought in large numbers to their podcasts, reiterate all this negative stuff. And it's like, holy crap, some of these people are really out of their minds. Like some of this stuff that's going on.
I'm going to be honest.
And let me just say so real quick. Some of these creators that have been, quote, on Microsoft's side, based on these rumors, have just totally turned and become totally toxic, anti-Microsoft at the drop of a hat. It's like, they're like going, well, we don't care if they blackball. Okay, well, a good thing you don't care if you get blacklisted, because why would they want to deal with you after this? You know, why?
Yeah. And that's the thing I was about to say, Paul. I'm in complete agreement. It's been very uncomfortable. Something you alluded to earlier. It's been very uncomfortable that you see all these pro Xbox guys all of a sudden because, oh, guess what? Let's switch and go negative just like that. And then we can get all these fucking views and we can get all these views and hits on engagement and stuff just because we've switched our allegiance straight away. There's been many people, I'm not going to name names, there's been many people doing this over the last couple of days who've just decided, you know what, I've been pro-Xbox all this time. I've been an Xbox stan all this time. Oh, look, look how much engagement me now switching is going to get me. And they've just gone, there we go, done. And then they have badmouthed Xbox over the last, what, 4 or 5 days, whatever it is. Yeah. It's quite disturbing. Like you said earlier, some of these people you watch all the time, you listen to them all the time, you respect their opinion. They've just gone, do you know what? Screw Xbox. Why? What over a rumor? You don't know the full story. Nobody knows the full story other than those people that are in them positions within the company. They're making a change. Okay, fair enough. But let's see what's happening first before we overreact. And everybody on Twitter, YouTube, everywhere has overreacted over absolutely nothing. What if it is just 3 games that are going multiplayer? What about the rest? We get the rest.
And a minute, let me say this real quick. I don't mean to cut you off. Go. By the way, Frog Boy, your wall is fucking badass. See all the dope ass bosses. That shit is badass, bro. That is badass.
Welcome to Frog Boy's GameStop.
Yeah, that shit is badass. And I just lost a chain of thought. What would you just send, animated?
The fact that however many people, it's been disappointing that
thank you
so many people that we respect have just changed immediately because of rumors and conjecture, right?
Got it. Okay, thank you.
I guess maybe
go ahead,
as someone who I don't spend that much time outside of a select few paying attention to like Xbox fans. I just like follow like it's like because it's like vastly different when you follow like Xbox fans versus people who play are fans of certain games. Like I follow a few creators who are like, you know, Sea of Thieves creators, and their reactions are very different than like Xbox fans, which often makes me wonder like, are you guys even playing these games?
I don't know. I don't think they are. I think they're pretty much I don't know.
That's kind of what I was mentioning before because I think
once you start YouTube, because I noticed this almost happened to me. Once you start YouTube, the euphoria of like being a content creator can kind of take over pretty quickly if you let it.
Right.
And it and once you get to that point, you don't play games no more. And that was the thing. 2022, I went through that whole year. I stopped beating games. So in 2023, I was like, no, dude, I'm gonna play these dang games again. And I focused more time on playing the games. And this year, I'm taking it a lot easier with the whole content thing. It might not seem like it because I still put out just as much content. But trust me, I do not sit here and stress out over it like I used to.
It should be fun. I see it. Yeah. I play it. I have Yoba. You keep that thought in your head, dude, because you had some
very serious to say,
right? Keep the thought in your head. However, so yeah, I do content creation. I do Twitch and I do videos now and again. For me, it's fun. It's not for for me. It's just because I enjoy doing it. I've done a Twitch stream tonight and I talked to nobody but myself. Fucking loved it. Yeah, that's you want to join me, join me.
You got to use that as practice because when you get a crowd, you'll be comfortable.
You know what? I'm going to talk to myself no matter what. That's where a lot of these bigger people have forgotten that point. They started it for fun. They've got 100,000 subscribers, whatever it is. You've got 20,000, 30,000, 50,000. It doesn't matter. They forgot the fact why they've started it and why it's fun in the first place. I'm happy. I'll sit on Twitch and talk to myself. I'm good. Because I do that anyway when I'm playing a game in my living room on my big TV.
I think when I first met you, you weren't comfortable doing that, but I stress to you that that's important to do. Always act like there's somebody watching. Always act like
we've known each other a lot of years, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And yeah, exactly. But yeah, I sat and talked to myself for an hour and 45 minutes today. It's good. I enjoyed it. And that's what people forget, right? However, Yobi had a thought, and he was going to go with it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you still get your train of thought.
No, I have it. like I said, I understand everyone's reaction. Well, one, it was rumors. Two, I'm starting to look at everybody different now. I'm like, okay, you guys are supposed to be Xbox content creators, but now you're basically stroking the flames. And then when you stroke the flames a little bit, you put out a tweet later say, oh, like Jez put out a no disrespect to Jez, but he put out a tweet said, oh, you'll see Halo on PlayStation eventually. Just stroking the flames, and then I think either the same day or the next day he said, oh, don't believe everything you hear or something to that extent. And it's like, and then Colt did the same thing, and then these other Xbox guys did the same thing. And I'm just like,
you mean like when everybody told us Redfall was like the best game ever made, and then I can't believe it sucks.
Yeah, Fraud, but you know what's crazy about that? Some of those guys were at the Redfall preview playing the game, and they didn't say anything exactly. When they got back.
Exactly.
Some of those guys loved it when they played the game too. They're like, "Oh,
this is the best game ever! It's gonna be, so good."
But here's the problem with that: you can love any game. I enjoyed
Redfall, but
me too. But that's the thing. It's like that's the problem: is like people being like, "Oh, this opinion is popular. Mm-hmm. I need to maintain my audience, and my audience sees these other people say it's not good. So I have to now be like, it's not good."
You know what's crazy?
I have a perfectly good track record of defending all the bad games.
Mm-hmm.
From a Saints Row all the way down to Gollum.
Frog boy.
You defended Gollum? Holy crap. Dude.
He stands Uncharted. His word.
It's Uncharted without the freaking Call of Duty budget. It's the exact same damn thing as Uncharted. It was fun.
When it comes to Saints Row, I love the gameplay. Gameplay was phenomenal, but that story,
exactly,
trash. That's trash. That's but the gameplay, like, it was the best Saints Row gameplay ever.
If you can't, and I rate games like that. Can I play this? Is it fun? I don't really go into all the other stuff. I play the game like Suicide Squad. That game was freaking awesome, and it had a good story.
I got it on standby now.
Funny thing about Suicide Squad is most people I've heard that are actually playing it are like, I'm having fun. Like, legit. Yeah, dude,
I was in love immediately.
Yeah, people are talking so much crap about that game, and I actually, the more I've heard from people just then being like, actually playing it and being like, I like it, I'm like, they make it sound interesting.
Oh, the banter between all of them is hilarious.
Oh, gosh. I didn't even care about Suicide Squad until I played that game. Now I actually care about the characters in Suicide Squad. I didn't care about them, you know, but then I was like, my gosh.
I'm honest about my issues with that game is because the traversal for me is my issue with that game. Other than that, it's a fine game, but the traversal is an issue. Yeah.
I liked Suicide Squad better than Spider-Man 2.
How was the accessibility in that, Paul, might I ask?
What, Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
No, that's why the traversal becomes an issue. For me, what's her name? Harley Quinn is unusable. Absolutely. At least based on the state that I played her. Now, I don't know if they've improved that since then, but based on the state that I played her,
play Captain Boomerang.
Best.
I love his traversal the most. And then... Yep. Probably Deadshot feels like Anthem. His mobility feels more like Anthem. And then King Shark. I like his, but I don't know.
I like Anthem. I liked Anthem's traversal. I thought that was the one thing they got right. Big time.
So Deadshot would probably be a good one for you then.
Yeah. Flying around in Anthem was amazing. You know, it was a Iron Man clone. You know,
yes,
indeed.
So.
Iron Man would be a good game. But yeah.
If we get Xbox games on PlayStation, I'll at least buy one of them. Mm-hmm. But then I'll just start buying them on PC, man.
If I ever get a PC that'll play that stuff, I'll consider it. But,
yeah. I picked up Hell Dodge this morning. And I love it so far.
Woo-hoo! What are you playing on?
Steam.
Okay.
It's not crashing on you?
No, they never crashed at all. Really
my only issue with head that was it was had the internet error connection, but that was from my from their end. But other than that, I didn't get one crash.
I just downloaded it when I got home. I was playing it. I was trying to check it out while we were in this stream, and it freaking crashed on me. So I was just like, I'm done.
What time did you?
Just 10 minutes ago.
Okay. Because it did like have some serious.
It was an update like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, it was just literally like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, they had an update that fixed. They are trying to fix bugs.
I wasn't super excited about it. I felt how it moves and everything. I don't care for it. There's no dodge button. I'm good.
The dodge button is weird though.
So, since we're kind of meandering, do we want to talk about the Funimation issue since it's also one of our topics listed?
Yeah, absolutely.
And no one is talking about that. No one is raging on Twitter or nothing. Well,
I've been talking about that since AT&T sold them to Sony in the first place. Because, like I said, look at the condition Funimation's in. What do you think they're gonna do now that they got?
So, do you want to give my? You want to give the watchers a quick recap of what's going on or what was announced yesterday?
Previously with Funimation.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, but I figure PK can probably summarize it better than I can anyway.
I want to hear your previously, Paul.
No, I don't do that. I don't do that.
Come on, PK. Previously with Funimation. With PK.
Previously on Wild Hearts of freaking... No.
What? You talking about how terrible the UI is and the app? They only had offerings of older anime and not too much newer anime?
Well, yeah. Wasn't there a big thing all the online content you'll no longer have access to that you paid for again? Right.
Yeah. You have none of that. They're only going to do licensed content you can stream. You can never.
PK, you cut off.
We lost PK.
No!
Yep.
So basically what he was saying is anything that you bought on Funimation, they're taking it all away.
Yep.
Me personally, I'm going to tell you like this. Every digital movie or TV show I ever own, I will back it up and put it on my cloud because I paid for that license. So technically I have a right to use it. So, I'm not saying it. My bad. Jump up.
There are ways.
Yes. And I'm not saying this I'm not telling anybody to break laws, but
right.
You paid your hard earned money for that digital item, show or movie. You have a right to it. So what I'm doing, all my digital things that I ever bought, show or movie, I'm putting it on my personal cloud server. I have a right to that. I bought it. I got a right to it. Whatever. What about you, Paul?
I never got involved with that. But I do own a lot of digital content, and I'd be pissed if all of a sudden, say, Amazon or Microsoft or any of the servers that I have stuff on turned around and said, okay, starting next week, you're not going to be able to get any of your stuff. But what?
And the crazy thing about that, Paul, and they wonder why people resort to piracy.
Right.
It's going to happen. Go ahead, animate it.
I've got a bunch of movies on Movies Anywhere. I actually just bought Willy Wonka on Movies Anywhere. Yeah. Actually, I bought it on Xbox Store. So.
Yeah, Frost,
I've got a bunch of stuff on Movies Anywhere as well.
Anywhere is like when you do like I know some of the Blu-ray DVDs I bought, they come with the disc and they come with the Movies Anywhere, and you basically that Movies Anywhere when you download it is basically yours, so you could take it with you. Like that shit is so cool.
I love Movies Anywhere. We got Xbox. So cool. A lot of the titles I'll only buy them if they're Movies Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like most of our TVs have the apps on them now,
right?
So you Paramount can just doesn't right into participate.
Yeah, Paramount does not participate with Movies Anywhere, which sucks because there's a lot of movies that I would have bought from them.
Right.
But now they get no money from Frog.
By the way, whatever you're clicking in the background is really loud on your mic. You know that, right? It's like.
Is that me?
I do it just for you, buddy.
Oh, damn.
Just to let you know, I still care.
But I think from what I feel like what's going to happen with the Funimation, I feel like since Funimation is on a big scale and everyone know who they are, and now it's ingrained with Sony, I think it's going to be lawsuits coming from the fallout.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the whole Funimation thing. I remember my nephew and his friend used to talk about it all the time, and like I never even figured out what it was.
I think really that this little merger where it was owned by Sony anyway, Funimation and Crunchyroll, right? The merge into one. It reminds you that, do you know what?
No, they bought Crunchyroll from WB.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they bought it, and we knew it was coming that they was going to do this, and they're going to raise the price, and they're going to
Of course, they're going to take away a lot of content, but it smacks that reminder that you don't own your movies, you don't own your music, you don't own your games. It's all licensing, right? Mm-hmm. It's a kind of a smack in the head reminder saying, guess what? We're renting everything at the moment, aren't we? You can back up and do physical and stuff, but at the end of the day, it's all about licensing. It's where the world's going. It's terrible. Let's be honest, but it's where we're going. Yeah. We own nothing unless you are frugal, like Yobi says, and you are backing up your shit.
Right.
If you don't back it up, you don't own it. Simple as that. And these people, these companies can just go, do you know what? You're losing this shit. It's true, right?
True.
They can just decide, yeah, do you know what? We know.
Well, it is in the time, it is in the service, the terms of service.
Of course
it is. Yeah.
Of course it is.
It's so dumb.
But it's a lot of people get a little bit into their emotions. What do you mean I can't play this game anymore? Unfortunately, the music license is expired and it's no longer for sale.
Nintendo Switch is the only forget. Physical media I buy anymore.
Do you know what? I don't own any physical media at all for games and stuff. So if I lose the license, I'm done. It's really, I've got maybe.
So I lost all my PlayStation 3 stuff that I bought.
Maybe 15 games that I own physical. Yeah. And but on Xbox on I own probably 1,200 all digital. Physical? If they decide that no longer I own the license, I'm done. I can't play that game anymore.
Gotcha.
And it's something we have to accept. Unfortunately, it's not great. Don't like it because guess what? I paid for that game. I haven't backed up those games. I can't play them in the future. If Mad Max that I own digitally decides, do you know what, license is done, I can't play that game anymore.
Yeah.
What can I do?
It's only gonna be one way you can play it. You gotta do some unnecessary things to get it. You know what I'm saying?
And I won't. I'm one of those people that'll just go, ah, fuck. There we go. I'll accept it. I don't get in all my emotions when these things happen. Right. Exactly the same way as I didn't engage in all this. We're going to call it Twitter. This Twitter silliness with all this. Oh, this is where I don't engage. That's where we are. I accept the hand I'm given. And I think sometimes people should just calm down, forget it, and accept these things happen, right? Without getting upset, without getting all in your emotions. What are you getting upset for?
You're true? Right. Because I'm pretty sure Animated, if all these guys who are going batshit crazy, if they were to go sit down with the investors, would look at them like they're stupid. I'm like, yeah, thank you for your dollars, but I don't care about your loyalty.
Agreed.
They really don't care. It's about their bottom line. They care about you when you're spending money. When you stop spending money, they still don't care about you. So,
no. Every person in this space is an absolute nobody compared to... in business terms, you're a nobody. Everybody in this podcast, you're a nobody. All you are is dollars, right? Dollars, pounds, whatever you want to call it. Doesn't matter, right? So, kick off all you want. Get upset all you want. You do not matter. It doesn't matter if you've got one follower on fucking YouTube or 100,000 on YouTube to a $3 trillion company. You don't fucking matter. Just accept that and accept the fact that, guess what? This is what we're doing. You like it or you don't. True?
No, I mean, you're 100% correct. That's one thing that I always get annoyed about, right? Is when people say to me, oh, why you're a fan of Xbox, or I tell people you're a fan of Xbox. No, don't say I'm a fan of something. Say Xbox is my preferred console. But don't call me a fanboy, because I'm not going out there. I don't get crazy. I have friends on every single thing. PlayStation, the Switch,
Steam,
right? And I will play on all those devices as well. Like, I don't sit here and tell people that other systems are terrible. No, because everything has its advantages, right? Like, I love the Xbox for the party chat. It's got a great party chat system. I love Steam for the fact that I can use my own GPU and play games at a higher, you know, higher resolution, higher fidelity, everything, right? I like my Steam Deck because it's very portable, and I can play. I modded it so I can play xCloud and the PlayStation Online stuff. Like, I like it, right? I have a Switch. I like it for the Nintendo games. I have my PlayStation. I like it for the Spider-Man games. I'm not a fanboy. I just prefer Xbox. That would be my first choice to play something on. That's it. I think we need to remove the term fanboys from stuff, because when you become the fanboys today, the term usually incites some type of rage or toxicity. And I don't want to be associated with that. I just want to be known as a gamer who likes everything.
I just want to be known as freaking a fanboy for AMD. No, I'm just joking.
Always important to remember the word fan comes from the word fanatic. Okay.
This is very true, right? This is very true. I don't have every system. I don't. But I have friends that have... I have the PlayStation. I don't have a PlayStation. I have friends that have a Nintendo. I don't have a Nintendo. I have friends that have an amazing PC. Mine struggles-ish. And do you know what? I can sit and have a conversation with them about games, and it's never a toxic situation. I don't engage in all that stuff on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it. And do you know what? We're all good. But there's all these people that just extreme. Why focus on one thing when surely that... If a game I play, I can have a conversation with that somebody else on another platform is also playing, we can have a conversation about what I thought about it, what I think about it. If we can all play sort of, let's use Fallout 4, right? It's a game where you will always have a different experience no matter how you play it, okay? However you approach it, why can't I have a conversation about that game with someone on PlayStation, someone on Nintendo, someone on PC, and someone on Xbox, and we all have a different experience, and the conversation ends on, do you know what? This game is brilliant. That's the point. That's my stance on how it is. So when these people start engaging, well, Xbox is best, and Xbox is going to fail, and bullshit. Absolute fucking bullshit. As long as there's games in the market that we can all play and we can all play together, we all should be able to converse without saying you're a shithead because you play PlayStation. We shouldn't be saying that. I hate you. You have PlayStation. Blah. However, like Cozy said earlier, negativity draws views and stuff within social media. And I think at that point, social media in itself has fucked up what we actually think about the world. It really has. It's just gone absolutely stupid. So many people, gaming-wise and otherwise, are focusing on what's going on in social media rather than on the real world. It's wrong. It's shit, and I hate it.
Yes.
I'm going to leave it at that. Sorry, bit of a rant there. Apologize.
Does anybody have anything else they want to add to this or the Funimation Crunchyroll thing?
Nope. I'm good.
Okay.
Apparently not, Clowns. Apparently not.
What?
Did you want to add anything to this topic or the Crunchyroll situation?
The Crunchyroll situation, that's kind of unfortunate, especially if you've been on one for a while. I think all the animes I own, all five of them, I only own physically because you can find them at cons for like $5.
Shoot at.
You can. Like, seriously? I don't have a lot. Like this. $5. Totally worth it. But that's the only time. But yeah, it sucks though. Most of the movies I've been given or redeemed something for them on my digital collection. Mm-hmm. But I do get enjoying the buying of digital aspect.
Okay. PK, anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's it for me, buddy. I'm just glad the legend came and joined us. Appreciate that. I ain't seen him in forever.
Yeah, it's been a minute, bro.
Put a smile and cozy voice. Face, that was awesome. You know what I mean? Had her bouncing, not falling.
Yo,
that she's doing better too, and my UK connection, he's getting sleepy, so it's about time for his wine.
What? I am not getting sleepy at all, dude. I had a sleep before the
Carlos show, probably is, so it's almost Carlos' bedtime, so you know,
that's true. So let's go ahead and do our outros. Everybody's got their own screen except for PK, because he is not visible, and Yobi's a guest, so he's got the major screen here. So, we'll go to Frog Boy first. Frog Boy, where can people find you? What are you up to?
You can find me at Frog Boy X1 Gaming on YouTube. You can find me at Frog Boy X1 Gaming on Twitter. That's about it. And then I am going to go to Costco with my wife.
Woohoo! Costco! I love Costco!
I love Costco. It is awesome. We like to spend lots of money.
If you're stalking Frog Boy, go ahead and head over to the Costco now. Meet him there.
Is Costco even open right now?
That's cool, buddy, Paul.
Yeah, well, we gotta hurry up. So.
All right.
Sometimes, they open till 8, I think.
Yeah, I think they're open till 8. But takes a minute to get over there.
All right.
And shut up.
So next. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe on these buttons over here while Frog Boy enjoys Costco.
We'll go. Have a good night, Frog Boy.
Cozy Beluga.
Woo-hoo! All right. I am here hopefully every other Thursday. As well as on the Sunday show, All 8 Women, Majestic Mayhem, 9 p.m. Eastern. And on Fridays, you can find me at TSWS on the Bull Sitting with Ham Solo, Matt Likes Games, and Loke. And another second show I do on Fridays is Lot with Wise and Paul!
Yo!
You can find me all places where you find Cozy Belugas.
Awesome! Well, we will now go to the British one who speaks proper English.
Oh my God. Huh, stop doing that.
The collective cringe.
Cringe.
The concentrated cringe.
Okay. Yes. So, yeah, you can find me animated underscore evil pretty much anywhere, really. YouTube, Twitch, Xbox. I'm either animated underscore evil or animated evil 857. Search one of those, you'll find it. Yeah, and I'll be here usually every Thursday. However, next week I'm going to have to bow out because busy. So I won't be at this house. I'll be at a different house next week. So, yeah, other than that, yeah, I'll see you very soon.
Awesome. Well, that leaves us to our resident pineapple.
Stop, please. I swear I'm going to come down to that part of the state and just punch you in the eye.
Paulie,
you're going to come on next week with a black eye.
No. Paul, no. You cannot punch him. You need to kick his ass.
Actually, because I'm sitting down all the time, it wouldn't be his eye that I hit.
Okay. No.
Paul,
run his balls over. There you go.
Oh, wow. Wow. I did not get that.
Anyway, you can find me on the X. It was formerly Twitter as Cerebral Paul One. You can find me on Twitch as Cerebral Paul. You can and on with Tuesdays, you can find me on the Xbox Ambassador channel on Twitch doing gaming differently with Cerebral Paul. And on Mondays and Thursdays, you find me right here on 4GQ TV. On Tuesdays, you can also find me with the Retro Renegades, and on Fridays, you can find me Wasted with Wise. With our special guest clowns, you will be there, and the other person I told you about will not be there. Clowns, so you will be. So.
Okay. Well, let's go to our. You know what? PK, I'll let you do the outro for a very special guest, the legendary one.
What do you mean? Do his own he's the legend. He can do his own.
You were supposed to introduce him for the outro, PK.
I introduced him for the show.
You just failed.
He don't need another introduction.
You failed. That's you right now. You got the crickets.
Yo, thank you for everybody who came out and watched us and definitely came and hung out with us for sure. And the legend who came in. Thank you for coming through, brother. I'm glad to see you always and making the dog have a lot of expressions. I love that too. Nothing beats
your dog is amazing. It's a your dog's a legend right now.
It's a cute dog, right? It's so cute. Let's be honest.
The dog has no idea what's going on. It's like, I'm dancing. Woohoo! Jumping like Mario. Yahoo! Yeah, there you go.
It's a me.
You guys can find me at Legendary Yobi on Twitter.
Nice.
Appreciate the invite, clowns. Thank you very much. It was very fun. This is my first podcast of almost a year.
Yep. I think
so. Yeah. It's been like a year. Yeah. So thank you. I appreciate it.
It was great to
and
have
And Sandy you, says she's appreciated too.
Nice. Well, that leaves us our resident most electrifying man in all social media land, PK. PK, where can people find you?
As soon as you unmute himself, they'll tell us. Oh, there he is.
Intro, right? Yo.
We'll know he's been abducted by aliens if he does it right.
TV right here every week. Hey, listen, No. I'm just saying, thank you for everybody coming out, watching us, hanging out with us for sure. We had a pretty heated conversation about this whole controversy thing. And, it was a good discussion. I like to hear all points of views and everybody's thoughts, especially everybody coming from different places and different viewpoints. Even though Paul is, feels like he's always right. We respect our elders.
I don't feel that. I know that. See, right. There's the difference. I don't feel it. I know it. I'm up on it.
At the end of the day, yo, it's good to be here. Definitely find me. You can definitely find me on Twitter at PKX Live as well. We got some content coming up, right? We got some interviews coming and everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, we just dropped one yesterday. As a matter of fact, it was a great interview. Yep. So check out our channel. We interviewed.
By the way, happy. Before you get to the interview, I just want to tell everybody happy Black History Month. Let me just tell you, I did pick up a lot of comics this week, and Nick Draper did a lot of variant covers for various. I did get my trade of Static this week. It came out on Tuesday.
Let's go.
I did get my Blade and et cetera. But I just want you guys to know there's a lot of great Black and Brown content creators out there that's doing their thing. Definitely go out and support them. This is a celebration. I think everyone should definitely recognize, because you know, if we don't, no one will. There you go.
That's a fact, 100%.
Go ahead, Paul.
Anyway, yep, we interviewed, I can't think of her name right now, but go check out our channel. She was one of the people in Call of Duty, I want to say Nina Bergman, yeah.
Wait, and word?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
And she's got, they've got a movie doing its world premiere on the 17th, which will be available online, and you can buy tickets to join the world premiere, and also they'll be doing a Q&A afterwards. We should have that information.
Oh, that's fire. Let's go.
The movie, I have seen it. It's called Cold Meat. It's an incredibly well-done suspense thriller. There's a total of like seven people in the entire cast. You spend most of your time with Nina and the antagonist, and it's just so well done. I Cold Meat, I would suggest you check it out when you get the opportunity.
It's called like me, that, like M-E, or called Meat?
Old Meat, as in M-E-A-T.
I got it.
Okay. So, yeah. But it's so well done, and the acting in it is spectacular. Mm-hmm. Absolutely amazing. So like I said, hopefully we'll have a link to with the information for the premiere that's on the 17th. Mm-hmm. We'll share that, and hopefully some of you will check it out and give them a little support, because I think this movie is going to win some awards over the next year on the indie circuit. So it should. It's well deserving of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just want to tell everybody, you can always find us at 4GQ TV. We got some other stuff lined up. We got some stuff with LFO, NSYNC, BB Mac that I'm supposed to be scheduling. We got Tom Cridlin, we just interviewed. He's going on tour, and he's doing Elton John covers with his three-person band, which is really cool. He's friends with Nigel, Elton John's drummer. He knows him personally really well. So that interview is going to be up. And then we also have an Apple TV writer coming on the show. We are going to be reviewing his PDF book, as well as the show coming up on Apple TV. So that's going to be fun. We're going to get more involved with comics again, and more with Marvel. We'll be at WonderCon, SDCC, MetroCon, Tampa Bay Comic Con. Got to get cozy to some of those conventions out by her. Check us out, 4GQTV.
Before we sign off, clowns.
Yes.
For those out there who love comics and you don't really have the bank to buy like tons and tons of comics, you can also subscribe to the Marvel Unlimited app. It has every single Marvel comic from the time of its debut all the way up until now, dropping daily comics and books every week. And a lot of people don't know, they do have Star Wars comics as well. So they have the Star Wars comics and the Star Wars books on this app as well. So,
And some of those Star Wars comic books are very hard to get a hold of, but they tell great stories.
Yes. So
including when Luke went dark after the series of the movies, that can only be found in the comic books.
I forgot the name of it. You're not talking about
Dark Empire or whatever they called that.
Say it again.
I think Dark Empire was what they called that storyline, if I recall correctly, but I could be mistaken.
Paul, dude, and this is what pissed me off about the last trilogy of the movies. I loved them, but let's be real. Those last three were just nostalgic base.
Yeah.
And the plot for the last one, the ending of the plot, that was from the Dark Empire with Luke and Palpatine, bro.
Yeah.
And when I saw that, I was like, it was cool to hear Palpatine's voice, but it was like, once I got the grasp of what was going on, I'm like, dude, you guys took that from the story when you could have just made three movies based on that.
Yeah,
bro, that story
fucking phenomenal. Phenomenal, yep. Bro.
Also the story behind when they cloned the Empire also in the comic books. Those are the only places those stories took place.
So
I just wish George Lucas would have
Marvel Unlimited.
I just wish George Lucas, when he finished the first trilogy, I just wish he would have
Hang on. I got to call this out.
Go ahead.
Jay just pulled a Carlo. Jay showed up at the end of the show. Jay, graphic god.
Jay, what's up, buddy? I just wish George Lucas would have when he finished the first trilogy. I wish he would have pulled Mark Hamill to the side, like, "Yo, we got three more movies we're gonna work on."
Yeah,
before we get.